RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Fall 1952. Candidate for Death. The 167th Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Candidate for Death. Chapter 1. The huge, wood-paneled library was hushed and quiet on this particular midsummer's morning, and the solid-built, shaggy-looking man standing motionless near the screened veranda doors was as immobile as the air hovering over the estate. Off in the distance appeared the endless blue sweep of Lake Michigan, but the big man did not appear to be staring at the water. Instead, his granite-gray eyes held a remote look, as if he were seeing something far and beyond the lake. His heavy jaw was set in grim lines. His lips were compressed. Finally, with a movement of decision, he stepped to the mahogany desk located beneath a fireplace in the center of the book-lined room. Sitting down, he picked up his pen and started writing again. His eyes took on a troubled expression now, but the lines of his heavy jaw became even more determined. Words flowed out on the sheet of notepaper. "And so, Havens, I cannot tell you the terrible shock it was to learn the truth. Everything I have worked for, the long years in working honestly to attain this position, are for what? Honest John Midworth, people have always called me. And it was true, as you well know. Today at the convention I am going to tell them the truth. I shall reveal exactly what I have learned in the past few days. And since you are a newspaper publisher with a reputation, too, for absolute honesty, I want you to have the complete story. You, as my friend, will understand. Your great Chicago paper here has the means and the influence to get to the bottom of this awful situation, which threatens every citizen in this country." J. Martin Honest John Midworth paused in his writing, thought a moment, then went on. "I am late now. In a few moments we leave for the city. There probably will be no opportunity to see you at the convention hall, for Lord knows what confusion will take place when I make my announcement. So I shall drop this letter off at your office on the way through the loop. Contact me later." Again the big man paused in his writing, but this time it was in response to a discreet knock at the closed library doors. "Yes, Judson?" J. Martin Midworth called out. One of the solid doors opened. Immediately there was the sound of a radio or television set in the background, coming from across the wide hall of the mansion. You could hear cheering and the sound of many hundreds of voices in a great constant murmur that reached even this sheltered part of the house.
"I dislike intruding, sir," said the elderly, somewhat stooped man in the doorway. "But the car is waiting."
The butler glanced at his wristwatch.
"You have less than an hour, Senator, to reach the city."
"I know, Judson," said Midworth, reaching for an envelope. "Tell Harry I'll be right there." He added a few more lines to the letter, folded it, and placed it in the envelope.